Hi, it's David here from Results by Design Personal Training, and just want to come to you again with another one of our blogs. Another question I get asked, is running a good exercise for fat loss? Simple answer is no. If you're overweight, you have no business and no place running. Every time you do run your step, you're 4 to 6 times, you're landing with 4 to 6 times your body weight on every single step. Now, again, if you're overweight, you haven't been training, you won't have the strength to control your body weight on one leg. You know, if you don't believe me, try and do a one-legged squat. Now imagine trying to do that every time. Again, if you're running for a mile, it's about 1,500 steps. Just try and repeat that 1,500 times. You know, if you look at it that way, it's not a sensible choice. In fact, I'd go as far as to say, anyone who gives running as a fat loss guideline is an idiot, basically. Because again, they're just asking for you to get injured. The key is, if you want to run, you need to lose the weight first, get yourself in shape, and then run. So you need to get in shape to run, you don't run to get in shape. And again, once you know you're down and you know, you're slightly overweight, you're not down to 100% of your goals, running's going to be great, it's going to be fine, it's a very good advanced exercise for you to do. But again, please class running as advanced. Don't believe me, have a look again, have a look at someone jogging past from the street. It looks like they're limping, you know, they're running, their foot's rotated out, they've got so many postural problems, you know, they can tell they're just not strong enough to carry their own body weight. You know, that's why the majority of people who start up running will end up with an injury. There's a lot of research to back that up. So my advice, lose weight first, and then start thinking about maybe doing some intervals. So again, like hill running, so again, running up a hill takes a little bit of that impact out, you know, and you're not running for that long, continuous pounding on the joints. So, anyone advises running for weight loss, my advice, run away. I'm not actually against running, I'm actually against using running as a weight loss tool. Again, it's like the same thing as I like Olympic lifting, but I don't use Olympic lifting for beginners. And that's exactly where you need to treat running. Running is an advanced exercise, like Olympic lifting. I wouldn't get you straight in the gym and do Olympic lifting. The same thing with running. If you've lost weight and you want to keep in shape, or you want to take your training to the next level, once you've already hit that, for a female, say 19-20% body fat, for a guy, you get down to 10% body fat, running then is going to be an amazing tool. And it really can be a good tool to push you to that next level, but that doesn't mean it's good for the beginning stages. So, hope that answers the questions I've been getting about running. Thanks for your time and speak to you soon.